Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Fluffy bread, classic burger buns, and so many carbs. Carb fear is real, but Hero Bread makes healthier versions of the carb-heavy favorites we love most. We're talking fewer calories, 0 to 2 grams net carbs, zero sugar, and seriously great taste. Plus, more of the dietary fiber and protein you want with no compromise. Don't skip out on your favorites. Just use Hero Bread. Get 10% off your order at hero.co with code HEROPOD at checkout.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the counterintelligence behavioral analysis program, Robin Dreek.
Individuals with this much wealth and stuff go to creepy places because they have to almost to be stimulated. And then you see horrible behavior, and criminal behavior that hurts other people for their own enjoyment, basically, because they have, hit that plateau of stimulation, basically.
You go do another thought experiment here. And this is politics aside, because I was not a fan of his when he was president, because I was growing up during his time. But Jimmy Carter.
Uh-huh.
Jimmy Carter was the type of man and type of president, which is very, very much a humanitarian. And here's someone that has lived a very, very long life. Here's someone that could have really taken and capitalized on name brand like so many other former presidents and made a lot of money and been about me. But what he did, as opposed, and others like him that are true philanthropists out there with lots of resources, what he did that was different than P. Diddy Combs was that he took that notoriety and he turned it into the service of others. Mm-hmm. There's not a human being, I think, that walks this planet wouldn't say that they put the politics of Jimmy Carter's presidency aside and said, that is a humanitarian. That is a human being that spent his life's purpose in the service of others. Mm-hmm. And so, because we reach that point in our lives where our greatest rewards come from being in service of others. It's quotes I've used throughout my books all the time.
Yeah.
Is when you're feeling down, when you're feeling depressed, during COVID, all the times that we're feeling these things, that I've even mentioned it when we're dealing with Combs before, be in service of others. And if you can't just dabble in it, like he makes an excuse or he does a rationalization, gives a little bit here, gives a little bit there, or he rationalizes sexually trafficking people because I'm going to help them out, all in the service of himself.
Yeah.
If he had, think about this. If he'd taken his wealth and taken that energy and truly was in the service of others, none of this would have happened because
no.
His brain would have been so rewarded by being in that service of others. So that's how we stay on the righteous path.
Yeah. I mean, and talk about someone who certainly had the resources to have gone down that path, but chose
not to. What a shame.
Let's talk about some of his friends, because this is certainly a big piece of discussion with the Diddy case. There's a lot of people that were pretty tight with him, very tight with him. Big names, Jay-Z, Justin Bieber, there were several others. And I'm not saying that they had anything to do with the freak offs or his trafficking or whatever, but they might have some knowledge as to what was going on. Typically, if you're tight with somebody, you kind of have some idea what's going on behind the scenes. What I've noticed thus far, at least as of our recording here, which is about 3 days after the arrest, silence, radio mm-hmm. silence from so many people, including those people that I just named there. When we see other celebrities get busted or somebody big going down for horrible things that we were shocked by, like Weinstein or whatever it may be. We see a lot of people speak out in solidarity with, well, yeah, bad person. Let's prosecute this. Not this case. A lot of quietness, and that makes me raise an eyebrow. What do you read into that?
I think that's why he wasn't granted parole. I mean, you hit it on the head there. When there's a few reasons why you go silent. One is because, as Ryan Holiday says in Discipline is Destiny, you know, it's the reason why the Queen, you know, the of England, you know, Queen Elizabeth, when she's still alive, silence was her mantra. You know, she wasn't allowed to influence politics. And so being silent requires a lot of discipline. And so when you're being assaulted, when, you know, from the social media or whatever it is, silence is usually the best way to go because things die down unless you throw fuel on the fire and let it burn. And our words throw fuel on fire. So a lot of times we be silent for letting things blow over. It's extremely effective, but it requires discipline because we have to suspend our ego in which to do that. In this case, however, though, I think some are doing it for that reason, but I think others are doing it for the reasons why the judge not grant parole, because they don't know still. No one knows how far and wide his tendrils reach. I mean, Epstein is one thing, but Diddy? That is a whole different stratospheric level of influence in the world, I think.
Yeah.
And when you don't know and you don't feel, think about this, our laws of human nature say, when we don't feel safe, we hunker down. Mm-hmm. People still are not feeling safe, and he's behind bars. That says a lot. It's why he doesn't have parole.
Well, and we also heard in some of those charging documents that they've gone through a lot of video. And I think there's a lot of people on those videos that even said in there, like some had were seemingly created for, you know, retribution to hold over somebody's head, you know, of, look, I got this on you. The same way that Epstein seemed to do as well. So I'm thinking there's probably a lot of people who are a little bit scared right now as to what may come out for some past bad decisions. Bad decisions, putting it lightly.
Yeah, and shame. Yeah. Shame is a powerful motivator for people, whether it's being used against you or you feel it internally. If they have shame for their behavior, it hunkers you down as well. And because you're ashamed of yourself, you're ashamed of the behavior that you have. And then you're feared of being caught in shame. It's a web that people have woven, and it's a tragedy.
Were you at all surprised that there wasn't other, like, a mass arrest going on here? Now, we had speculated on that when he goes down, we were saying there'll probably be others taken down at the same time. We have not seen that yet in this case. Are they the feds sitting there going, okay, let's take down the big one. Let's, you know, drop the rock in the pond and let the ripples go, and then just kind of see how everyone reacts to those ripples.
Yeah, and I thought, like you did, you know, when we talked about before, I thought there'd be a massive at the same time, but what is most likely happening now is, hey, you take out the fear factor by putting him behind bars, no parole. Mm-hmm. Now let's see who will talk, and not talk publicly necessarily, but now we're going to go re-interview people, we're going to contact people, we're going to not do the worst thing in the world, which is show someone their shame and try to coerce them through shame, but say, listen, you know, here's what's going on. Here's what we do know. Here's the facts. Here's the details. Here's the videos. What say you? Yeah. You know, what do you want to do for yourself? What do you want to do to right the wrongs? What do you want to do to start healing happen with all the people that were destroyed by this abhorrent behavior and your role in it? You know, so what are you going to do to make this whole? And also, because that's also going to start going out, it's hard to imagine these are going to be the only charges still. I still think child exploitation is going to be thrown in here at some point. It's got to be. How can it not be?
It's going to keep going. Without a doubt. It's just now, I mean, the fuse has been lit. The first firework has gone off. Now, how big is the show?
And it shows, you know, a level of corruption and depravity in certain industries that I think people really need to look twice at before they expose our most valued resource in the world to, and that's our children.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee-deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, Get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and feast on the good stuff.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.